Hello, everyone. Welcome to Brattleboro's Town Matters Podcast. This podcast is a whirlwind look at what's happening in Brattleboro town government. I'm your host, Town Manager John Potter, broadcasting from the BCTV studios in Brattleboro, Vermont. Today, we're going to look back at what happened at the March 21st and March 26th Brattleboro Select Board meetings, and then I'll give you a summary of the agenda for the upcoming meeting on Tuesday, April 2nd. The board met on March 21st on the consent agenda. There were six items considered: an entertainment license for the Latches Corporation and also an entertainment license for Latches Arts, the reappointment of Assistant Fire Chief Charles Keir as health officer, a transfer to the capital fund to account for the projects discussed during the budget process, a renewal of four farm tax stabilization contracts with farms in Brattleboro, and the authorization of a parade permit for a presidential election march. And all of those six items were approved on consent 5-0. Under new business, Sue Graff from the Agency of Human Services came to speak to the select board on the first item, an update on the regional emergency shelter. And there was quite a bit of discussion on that, but no motion taken or required. Following Sue's presentation, Recreation and Parks Director Carol Lalotte was joined by consultants John Sheeb and George Danes, and they gave a presentation on the Living Memorial Park swimming pool concepts that have been under development. The consultants discussed the pool's existing conditions, the site challenges, and the gathering of public input. They also went through a number of preliminary conceptual layouts for what a future town pool might look like. They also discussed the various costs for these options. There was a discussion followed by requests from the select board members to do further community engagement, and no action was taken on this item at this time. Next, Planning Director Sue Fillion entered the meeting and gave the board an update on the Windham Regional Commission's work over the past year. The board moved to appoint Sue Fillion and Ralph Mima as Brattleboro's commissioners to the Windham Regional Commission for the upcoming year on a vote of 5-0. They also announced a committee vacancy for the Windham Regional Commission Transportation Advisory Committee. The next issue on the agenda was improvements to the Brattleboro Transportation Center. And after discussion, the board authorized the town manager to expend from the Community Safety Fund an amount not to exceed $350,000 for safety improvements to the Brattleboro Transportation Center. And that motion passed 5-0. The final item involved the revolving loan fund. The board took several actions. They authorized a disbursement of $36,147 from this fund for the annual contribution of the town for the economic development efforts of BDCC SEVIDS. They also reserved $500,000 and set that aside for a program that will loan or grant funds for the creation and rehabilitation of affordable and middle-income housing. They also reserved $60,000 from this fund for a program that will pay for pre-development planning for housing projects that may occur up to two town-owned parcels of land. And finally, they returned the sum of $28,011.74 made up of previously set aside funds for projects that are now complete, and that went back into general use within the revolving loan fund. The board then met following RTM and had a brief organizational meeting on Tuesday, March 26th. Richard Davis, Peter Case, and Franz Reichman were sworn in by the town clerk, and officers were elected, with Daniel Quip being elected as chair, Elizabeth McLaughlin as vice chair, and Richard Davis as clerk. The next select board meeting is a regular meeting scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd at 6:15 p.m. in the select board meeting room at 230 Main Street, and the preliminary agenda is the following. There are 10 items on the consent agenda. There is the authorization for a contract to do design work on Western Ave at and between the intersections at Guilford Street and Williams. There are two entertainment licenses for consideration, one for the Brattleboro Winter Farmers Market and one for the Brattleboro Museum and Arts Center. There's a limited event permit on the consent agenda for the Brattleboro Brew Fest. There is a request to accept a $20,000 grant from the Vermont Department of Libraries and appropriate those funds. There is authorization for a settlement agreement regarding the Pleasant Valley Water Treatment Plant. And there is a parade permit for the Green Street School. Also, two applications for VTrans grants, a structures grant and a Class 2 paving grant, both around $200,000, as I recall. Finally, there is a memorandum of understanding with Edible Brattleboro on the consent agenda that the board will be asked to authorize work that Edible Brattleboro hopes to do on a town-owned property. That is the consent agenda. Under new business, VTrans staff will be presenting at the meeting on the Bridge 54 project on Western Ave at Melrose Street. And we'll be discussing the projected costs, the local match that Brattleboro will come up with, and whether or not to proceed to final design. After that item, the board will consider any follow-up items from the representative town meeting. And then the final item on the agenda for April 2nd is a number of select board matters. This is an item that the board takes up every year soon after RTM, and that is setting a schedule for the select board members reviewing and signing warrants. They will also make assignments of select board members to boards and committees. They will review the board's rules of conduct, and they will also review their goals over the past year and consider whether the select board wants to do an annual retreat again this year. That is the meeting of April 2nd, and I have a few announcements. The Rec and Parks Department is now accepting registrations for summer day camp. Summer camp is for those ages 5 to 12 and begins the week of June 17th. Visit brattleboro.gov for details and to register. This is a reminder that annual dog licenses are due on April 1st. Some dog owners who mailed their renewal to the town clerk's office have not received their license and dog tags yet. Our licensing process is done manually and is taking a bit longer than expected due to a system change and a very busy election season. If you've not received your license, you'll be mailed a reminder from the town clerk in May. If we receive your payment and rabies verification by April 1st, you will not be charged a late fee. Please contact the town clerk with questions or concerns by calling 802-251-8157. That's 802-251-8157. Or send an email to townclerk@brattleboro.gov. Southeast Vermont Transit will be hosting two public meetings regarding their new microtransit option, the MicroMoo, at the Municipal Center in the Select Board Meeting Room. Both meetings are scheduled for April 9th. The first is at 11 a.m. and the second is at 4 p.m. During these meetings, Southeast Vermont Transit will provide an overview of this new transportation option and explain to people how to book rides on it. The service, which will be launching on April 15th, will provide rides from 5 to 11:30 p.m. within the Brattleboro town limits. Visit mover.com for details. Finally, please be advised that the top floor of the transportation center has been closed for maintenance. To prioritize safety, a temporary fence will be erected while preparations and construction of the permanent installation are underway. Parking will not be available on the top floor, but pass holders will still have access to parking in the remainder of the transportation center. The town will plan to notify the public as more information becomes available. So that's what's happening in town government in Brattleboro. Please reach out at townmatters@brattleboro.gov if you have any feedback for us. There's lots of additional information on the website brattleboro.gov about what is discussed at the select board meetings, so please check in there for agendas, reports, and backup materials. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk with you again soon.